It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Hello.
Wepa.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday, my friend.
Feliz Lunes. You know what it is.
Feliz Lunes is what we're going to say. Happy Monday. I, my Espanol. Boy, any day now, I'm going to be fluent.
Any day? You mean last week? We good.
Yeah, right. I got some more work to do on that. So, DZ, it is Monday morning. And I've got to tell you, I don't have a lot to report from my weekend other than we went to basketball and then we did nothing. We went out to eat and then we did nothing else. And do you know where we went out to eat? That was the highlight. Let's keep it real.
Where'd y'all go?
Culver's.
Oh, hey, hold on now. You say that like somebody was going to say, ew.
You're right, actually. I thought somebody was, I assumed people were expecting something more than a fast food place. But nope, Culver's was where it was at. We had a great family lunch after basketball, and that was it. And then we went home, all cleaning yesterday, all laundry and cleaning. Didn't leave the house besides basketball. I didn't even go to the grocery store this weekend. We ordered out.
You didn't go grocery shopping?
We ordered out for dinner. I ordered pizza.
You had a lax week. You had a Hoopers weekend. That's what it was. Basketball and then house chores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once I did the house stuff, I went, you did enough. Take a break. Take a load off.
Reward yourself, girlfriend. Sit down.
It was time for a little treat.
Ordering out and not doing nothing the rest of the day.
That's exactly right, DZ. That's exactly right. I did watch the documentary on Netflix, the brand new one on the We Are the World song, which gave me goosebumps through the whole thing. I've never seen any of the videos from when they recorded that, and I was fascinated that every celebrity that was hot came to record We Are the World.
And they looked fly doing it.
And do you know who didn't show up? Who the one was? Who refused to come, and they said it definitely probably regretted it later. Prince was the only one that they had Michael Jackson, they had Cyndi Lauper, they had basically every gigantic person of that time.
And yeah, I've seen tab videos of it.
It's so good. Watch it on Netflix. It's like an hour and a half documentary on how they got all the celebrities in the same room for one night, which would never happen today. Never.
And didn't Michael Jackson try to out-sing everybody? Or not try, he out-sang everybody?
He did, yeah, he did. It's really good. I'm not going to give anything else away other than Prince was the only one who refused to show up. And I guarantee he regretted it later. So watch that. I can't remember what it's called, but it's one of the top things on Netflix right now. So
bet.
What'd you do this week? Weekend.
So this weekend, a little bit of the same. We did end up doing one special thing. I'll call it one special thing. But aside from that, it was a cleaning weekend. It was a laundry. It was a tidy up.
Same.
You know, my wife's dang near getting ready to go back to work now. She's been on maternity leave for so long. So it was kind of like that mental reset weekend for us to go, all right, we're closing down on mama at home time. It's time to get back into the quote-unquote routine, right?
When does she go back?
Next week, I believe, yeah.
It's happening. It's happening.
Yeah, buddy. It's happening.
It's happening. But
one special thing we did do is we went to go celebrate my mother from another brother.
Okay.
It was my guy Vince's mother's 60th birthday, and this was a rescheduled dinner. So Saturday evening, we drove out all onto Madison and hit a Bonfire Lounge and bar, whatever. Great. It was amazing.
You
it was
were
delicious.
In Madison. You didn't do
I
nothing.
Went to
you did
I went
something.
To Madison. I said there was one special thing, but it was like a kind of like a turnaround trip because we drove out there. We had dinner. We had a nice little private room off to the back. So we were, you know, tucked away, could do our own thing, have our own celebration.
Yep.
And then we drove immediately back home because by the time we got out there, it was basically the boys' bedtime, right? So we get out there for dinner when we should be putting them to bed.
Man.
So by the time we ended up coming back, it was late.
Having small kids ruins your time with everything because they are on a schedule and you either stick to it or you don't. And if you don't, you screw yourself.
Nope.
And if you stick to it, then you have to leave everywhere. And that sucks, too.
You screw yourself. Either way, you screw yourself.
Let's find out what everybody else did this weekend. I cannot wait to hear. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning, everybody.
Buenos dias.
We are talking about what we did this weekend, and right on the phone, we've already got our regulars lined up, ready to go, DZ. And here's one. You know what? I have to dust it off. Give me a second. Yeah, dust that off. Thank you.
Woo,
there's
geez.
So much dust on this one. Sarah's in what Hartford.
Oh. Hello, good morning.
Sarah, I forgot what your theme song was. That's how long it's been.
I know it's been a while.
You're back.
Anyways, yeah.
She said to me, I never get up this early.
But she had to today.
Early. No, I'm roughly about an hour earlier than normal. So,
what did you do this weekend?
I had a whole weekend of wrestling, let me tell you. I am wrestled out.
You wrestled with somebody or watched it?
No.
Good question.
My kids wrestle. Both of my kids wrestle.
What weight class again?
My daughter is in the 120-ish weight class. She's a little beast.
Daughter, I love it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then my son's a high schooler, so his season's pretty much so wrapping up, but my daughter's still got about a month and a half, 2 months left.
Oh, wow.
So, got it. I was going to say, it's like regionals and sectionals now pretty soon, man. I used to wrestle back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. Sectionals for my son, they're looking at the 13th, I think, if I'm not mistaken, something like that.
Wow.
But my daughter took a first this weekend, and then also a third place, so in her bracket.
Congrats.
I'm pretty proud of her.
Where'd she wrestle?
So we ended up going to DePere yesterday.
Got
and
it.
Then I can't, I'm the, don't ask me, I That's forgot okay. where we were on Saturday.
I thought it was going to be somewhere around here. Right. If it's not, I don't care. Sarah?
That travel wrestling be a beast, man. When you travel to wrestle, you know you got it like that.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, Sarah. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you. And I take it back. It was Slinger yesterday and DePere was Saturday.
Oh, Slinger.
Ah, there you go. So she was around. Exactly. She was around. Yes. You know, you're just wasting a lot of gas. Well, not wasting. You're just using a lot of gas. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, you guys have a good rest of your day.
You
and
too.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay,
you
goodbye.
Too. Bye.
Lindsay is next up. She's calling from Franksville this morning.
Good morning.
Lindsay.
Good morning.
Monday mood, moving it right along.
Wepa.
Heading to my Dunkin' coffee.
Oh, get your coffee. I'm drinking mine.
I was going to say, ditto. Salud.
All right, Lindsay, what'd you guys do this weekend?
Friday, little man and I went to the Admirals game because he is hooked. And our daughter had a birthday sleepover. So the eldest hung out with my fiance and they had some one-on-one time. And then Saturday, we met in Oshkosh for Mineshaft because my brother and sister-in-law live in Wausau, so it's like a halfway between all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So basically, the Admirals game is what I'm going to take away as your highlight. The more people call in and give the whole weekend, I'm going to tell them what the highlight was, DZ. That's going to be what I'm going to do. Yeah,
I like that. The Admirals game is for sure the highlight of that part. And everybody got their own time, too. Some you know, bonding time, some me time, a little bit of you time. And ooh, Admirals game. I still got to get to one of those. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I've been wanting years.
You got it. They're fun.
Well, we're glad you had a good time. Thanks for calling, Lindsay.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. Miko's up. Miko, good morning.
Wepa.
Wepa, Papa. How's it going? No, good morning. I had a very interesting weekend. Started out with surprising wifey. Thursday night, came home early to let her know that Friday, pack a bag. We're spending the day in Lake Geneva for the ice sculpture thing, which is phenomenal.
How was the ice sculptures? Were they good? I mean, are they even? How are they? You doing them this summer?
Are they still frozen?
Or this winter? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you could see. You know, a couple of them were like the elbows are dripping and things like that. But no, I mean the temperature turned out to be perfect for it.
I'm shocked.
Nice, man.
I'm shocked by that. The ice sculptures are doing well in 40 degree weather. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah, so were we. And then Saturday, we just continued. I had a little bourbon group gets together, Polar Vortex Bourbon Club, where all the guys just chill out, and the wives drink wine, the guys drink bourbon and smoke cigars.
Nice.
And then last night, my favorite bar in Cedarburg, North 48, had a friends and family thing.
Awesome.
And it was closed just to us. So, okay. Yeah, what
Dizzy,
was
hold on.
Allie, what was the highlight? What was the highlight? Tell me, what was the highlight to his weekend?
The highlight was the ice castles in Lake Geneva. That was what
that, no,
was.
That's right. Ding, yep. Ding, he ding, took ding, wifey ding. on a little getaway. Ooh, that's the pro move.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
What is it? Feliz Lunes?
Feliz Lunes. Yup, you got it. See, I gotta tell you, Latina.
This close. No, it is Money Monday, where we talk about different things, about money and saving money and earning money and making money and all the money tips you can have, right? And yep. I was just going to tell you, DZ, did you know, I was telling somebody else this, that I can see my credit score no matter what on my online banking. Like, I can see it at all times. I can pull it up. It tells me when it changes it. Have you noticed that we used to have to, it used to hurt us to look at our credit score? It doesn't happen anymore.
Man, it always does.
Yeah.
No, not anymore. A lot of places aren't doing it, man. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, with the Credit Hub, you can actually do that, especially if you got Landmark Credit Union. You could always do a free credit check. Make sure you're on point, because that's actually one of the number one things you need to mm-hmm. be able to save some money is have good credit. And somehow that makes sense. It doesn't. But here we are.
But it does. I know so many people struggle doing stuff because if their credit's bad, it's hard to buy anything. It's hard to buy a house. It's hard to buy a car, because then they're giving you high interest rates, which make your payments even higher up, right? Which people don't realize until they go to buy something. So there you are, 21. Who, I don't care. Let me just blow all my
credit.
Money.
Yeah.
And then by 28, you're trying to buy something. You're like, whoopsie daisy do.
Oh.
All that spending in my 20s that ruined my credit is now hurting me as I need to buy stuff. Those are things they need to tell us when we're kids, don't you think?
100% that's what they need to tell us. And they got to precondition us into being able to do these things and check these things. So the sooner we can get into actually knowing our account balances, our credit scores.
It's awareness.
It's awareness.
Yeah.
Because when you don't have that awareness, that's how you get taken advantage of.
We're
in the era of don't take advantage of us no more.
They call it financial awareness, and everyone should have it. They say that as well about people in relationships where one's paying all the bills. That doesn't mean you should have total financial awareness of everything going on in your household. Period. That's my
awareness
lecture of the day.
Literacy.
You gotta understand it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta understand it. I'm here for it, dog. And you could do that with the little Credit Hub.
Look at us. Look at us. We're like financial experts at this point.
Well, it's more Landmark, but
I'm kidding.
You know,
it's not us. Go to Landmark. It's not us.
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, bring it on. What do you got for
problems?
Let's go. What do you got?
Mama Bear Martha wrote in and is having trouble with her teenager. 19 years old, says he's obsessed and can't stop.
Can't stop what?
Now, hear me out. Because I know it could go a few ways.
Uh-oh.
Says, about a year or so ago, they began getting into the whole cryptocurrency trading trend that a lot of people were in, that a lot of people had been into, right? Said, honestly, I didn't think much of it. I didn't understand it at all. And honestly, I still don't. But I feel like he's going about things in a little bit of a bad way and don't know what to do about it. Over the last few months, she's noticed how invested he is. No pun intended. Or maybe there was a pun intended. I don't know. That sounds funny to me. Right. Said, honestly, he's overly hyper-focused on money so much that he doesn't care about anything else. Oh, he's money hungry.
He's a
obsessed
financial
with money.
Guy. He's motivated by money. Okay.
No matter what's going on, he's constantly checking his quote-unquote portfolios.
Oh my gosh. You know, this sounds like a woman on a diet with an app that counts her calories. This is so similar.
Ooh, that's a good comparison, though.
Obsessed, but go on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Martha says, I support his commitment and dedication towards it, and I wholeheartedly believe it's better than sitting and playing mindless and violent video games. However, I do worry sometimes. He barely goes out of the house and he doesn't have a social life. Said he said numerous times that he wants to be successful and rich.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's anything I can do to help him realize that that's not the only route to success. Should I do anything or just let him keep going? Martha.
Well, it's not the only route, but what's wrong with being that young and caring about things that matter versus things that don't? These are the things we wish our kids paid attention to when they were kids, and we wish we paid attention to and we didn't care. So it's like,
yes,
you got this guy, let him live.
Yeah, yes.
Why
and no,
do you
dog?
Say no? What's the
because,
advice?
Because I do think that it's not even really an obsession. You know what I'm saying? This is a form of addiction. And I hate to say it like this, but you do got to not stop him, but you got to have him curb a little bit, because you can't let him only be doing cryptocurrency trading, whatever, like that. No, and honestly, it's kind of like an addiction in the sense of like it could be leading like gambling can be. I was just talking to one of my friends about how people enjoy, let's say, gambling or betting or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not a bettor. I don't like to gamble. I like to just buy things. I spend my money by buying whatever it is that I want, not trying to double it.
But I know when to stop, and I know people that don't know when to stop. I know people that have had major gambling issues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And let's put it in those tenses. You'd want somebody to understand. Not that it's a bad thing. If you like playing with a little bit of money, that's cool. Mm-hmm. You are of age. You could do your thing. Sure. But the only but is you got to know when to stop. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to call. You got to know when to bail.
Okay,
you got
to
know when to sell.
When
all those things.
Fold them. Now I'm saying, yeah. Hold.
You peeped that? You peeped that?
No, way to fold them.
All right, I'm glad you picked up on that. But hey, that it rings true. It does ring true.
Yeah.
You got to talk to this man and have him understand that he's playing a dangerous game. He can't get too enthralled because anything can go south at any moment, and there's a lot of instability in the market. I'm not a financial guru, like we just said. I don't do math. I don't do numbers. I like my monies, and I like to spend my money. So I'm not telling you what to do. But Martha got to talk to him and say, baby, you got to be conscious that this isn't the only thing for real.
I say,
it could be
let
obsession
the kid
to
live.
Addiction real quick.
I say, let the kid live for multiple reasons. Right. It takes me back to a moment when I was telling our boss years ago that my kids wouldn't stop eating all the apples. He goes, apples? That's your worry? They eat a whole bag of apples in a day? What do you want it to be, brownies? And I went, you know what? He goes, if that's your biggest problem, move on with your life. And I did. And I feel this way about the money thing. Like, there's so many other things. He could be like psychotically addicted to video games. He could never want to leave his room
rather.
Like my kids, who always want to be on their tech. That could be the alternative. So for me, I go,
he's still on tech.
I guess. He's doing something productive, at least, yeah.
Productive to him, but
we're gonna let the listeners.
It's like playing. It's productive to kids when they're playing video games. They're like, what are you talking about? I love it.
We're going to let the listeners decide. 414-533-1037. We're going to let them decide next.
You got a problem? You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So we got a text and they said, I teach sixth grade and we have a financial literacy unit in math. That's true. Owen has come home with quite a few things that have surprised me. But he still asked me what a check was, and I'm glad he has no idea, because he has no business knowing what a check is. I'm like, it doesn't matter. You don't need to worry about this. Checks are stupid.
See, but that... Owen's a little bit younger. This kid's 19.
Owen's going to have Venmo like the rest of us.
You know what I mean? Oh, like and Martha's baby is out here doing the crypto trading thing, and he's obsessed with money.
She's worried about it, and your advice was the guy is a little obsessed, basically.
You got to talk to him. You can't let it become an addiction that's crazy like that, because like betting or like other things, it could be a slippery slope, and all of a sudden, you in debt, and that's a bad way to be, bro.
Exactly. Tammy's in Sussex. Hey, Tammy, good morning. We're talking financial literacy. Is the kid obsessed? What do we do?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Okay, number one, I think you need to actually encourage it. And it does come in regards to what you guys talked about with your Money Mondays, right?
Yep.
Financial literacy. It's really, really super important. However, we need to make sure that he's doing it in a healthy way. So when we talk about finance, okay, my husband's degree is in finance, so we talk finance all the time.
Nice.
Which makes you a pro, in my opinion. It's like, my husband
is. That's his thing, not mine, man.
No, if my husband's a doctor, I'm a doctor.
Easily. Right, well, easily. We both Grey's Anatomy. What are you talking about?
Right? So anyways, so the way that we got to do this in a healthy way is let's get him a financial advisor, because the way to make money is by, you know, diversifying your portfolio. So the only way to make money that he's talking about, that's what it sounds like he's obsessed with, is being rich and wanting to make money.
She's
but
on
we
to
need
something.
To diversify.
Yeah.
She's on
right?
to
You can't throw all your money in one pot, because that's how you're going to lose it. So let's be responsible with this. Let's encourage it, but let's do it in a healthy way by showing him how to do it.
I got this. Tammy, hold on. I got this. Much like I drop my kids at basketball practice, she needs to drop her kid off at the financial advisor for an hour lesson.
drop him off at the bank.
Yeah.
And let him learn. Oh.
Yeah. See, now and we're going somewhere productive.
Like, maybe this is like a hobby too, where he's so interested. Let's get a degree in that.
Let's get him involved in things kids can do that, you know, fundraisers and all
Let's
kinds
encourage.
Of stuff.
Courage. He's showing interest in it. Let's encourage it instead of decouraging it. Because you know what? Our kids are our own people and we can't force him to do what we want. If he's not going to go out, that's what you want him to do. Maybe that's not him and that's not what he wants.
Well, Tammy, we can force him to do whatever we want. We just shouldn't.
Sure.
He's still our baby dog. Like,
just saying, bud.
True. Hey, that's true. Tammy, great advice, though, yo, for real.
Another mic drop for me.
Thanks for calling. Hey, on that note, bye.
Not kidding at all. Not kidding at all, bro. She's racking them up. She's got great advice.
She does. Merlin's calling next in Milwaukee. Hey, Merlin.
Hey.
All right, what's your advice today? She's worried her son is just too into the financial stuff. He's almost obsessed.
I actually agree with Tammy. I mean, at that age, no one really thinks about being financially literate.
Yeah.
So,
the fact that a kid does it, means do something good with
Encourage it.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I would like to talk more, but Tammy talked more.
Oh, Merlin, say less. You know what? That's honesty. He's just like, you know what? I had stuff to say. Tammy said it all.
He said, listen.
Merlin, you're a man of few words, and that's what we need sometimes. Because
ditto.
DZ and I don't know when to shut up. So thank you, Merlin, for being a man of few words.
Thank you.
We love you, man.
Bye. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Merlin came in and he's like, you know what? It was all said, but Carol's in Racine. Last
ditto.
But not least, Carol, do you have anything to add? Or are you going to be like Merlin and be like, enough said? What do you think?
No, I think it's good and healthy that he likes to do that. Mm-hmm. However, he needs to balance it. And the real question is, why is he so focused on money? Mm. What does he think he's lacking? You know, he needs to get out there and socialize and date and do all the things a normal teen does, or that he won't be able to navigate.
No, Carol, he's going to pay for women when he's rich because he's not going to need.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. No.
If you don't stop and look around and realize you're a little crazy sometimes, you'd have no self-growth. And I learned that
really
this weekend. Are you really living if you're not checking yourself once in a while? Saturday, DZ, two basketball games back to back.
Oof.
And Owen, who's in sixth grade and the size of Shaq. Or should I say, mini Giannis.
There you go.
Because since my kids didn't know who Shaq was, that's another argument for another day.
They're too young.
So I you got to say Kobe, you got to say LeBron, you got to say Giannis. That's where my kids fall into understanding. So we were at their games, and they're not really into it. But Owen is smart enough that he gets the game. So even though he's not into the athleticism of it all, he understands what he has to do. Like, he understands he needs to rebound. He understands he needs to, you know, block a guy from getting it.
He knows his role.
He just doesn't like the running and the basketball part.
That's a lot of hoopers. They don't like the running part.
If this was PE, he'd pass with flying colors. But I realized something as it's getting to the end of the season, and he has some really great players on his team. These kids, you watch these sixth graders, and you're like, that kid's going to be just fine in high school one day. That kid's going to be a star.
You start to see the talent develop.
You can see the kids who are going to rise to the top. Yep. I was getting more emotional than anyone. I'm on the sidelines, and I was getting so worked up. And by the end of the game, I went over and I said to the other parents, I go, I have no business being a sports mom because I'm too competitive and I'm too emotional and passionate because I'm on the side making a scene and nobody else cares. I'm like, yeah, get the rebound. But I just need to calm the hell down because the kid is not Kobe or LeBron or Giannis, okay? But
I'm or not, even Shaq.
Not even. He's not even the guy on the bench who's not playing. Owen's just there to have fun and do what I make, you know, go to do a sport. So I realize it's better off they're actually not into sports because I don't know if I could control myself on the sidelines. I would be like those parents that end up on TikToks where they're holding each other and every time the guy does something, they jump up and then they get knocked down. They jump up. I was like, I can't. I'm too, I have no business. Nope.
Man, you were wrong.
Let the non-emotional keep it together parents be sports parents.
Nope.
I cannot.
Nope.
I cannot.
Nope. I don't know how many times I could say nope in a few languages. Nope. No in Spanish.
No.
Nine.
No, you agree with me or no, I'm wrong.
You're wrong. You're 100% wrong. You are the perfect parent to be a sports parent. What?
No, I'm out of control. I'm immature. It's got to stop. I'm not meeting
anyone. You're tripping. You are the prototype of a dope parent doing dope things on the sideline for their child. And not even just their child. Everybody else's child. You are a team mom. So when you're cheering for everybody, it's because you are that into it. You're geeked up. You're going, let's go, squad. But
it's rec ball, Deezy. That's the problem. So? And I look like a nut.
That's fine. That is fine. I think it's absolutely amazing.
He's just there. This is also the same kid who did a whole Am I the Jerk, asking if I was the jerk for making him go into basketball. And every time we leave, he goes, I like it more. Every time I go, I know you do, because you're finding your way and you're understanding the game and you realize. I mean, I watched Owen put his hand, a kid was trying to shoot. Owen had his hand around the back of the ball, like ready to.
Ooh.
I was like,
yeah. Palm it. About to palm it off.
I was like, he's about to palm the ball out of that guy's hand.
We got a young Wemby on our hands, baby.
But again, you know what he cared about? Going to Culver's after the game.
Hey, whatever motivates you, dog. Whatever motivates you. Listen, I think that's perfect. And the fact that he likes it a little bit more every time only further proves my point. Keep being that crazy sports mom, because when he ends up leading his varsity squad in blocks.
I would die.
Or something. Nope. Okay, just remember this. No, remember today. It's what it is. Yeah, mark the date down now, y'all.
February 5th, 2024. I'm telling you, he's not. All right.
Okay. I'm telling you.
But I'm not too emotional to be a sports parent. Okay.
I think you're perfect for it, dog. You built for this.
That's it. Back home to force him to do more seasons. Thank you, DZ, for solving that problem. Kiss FM, Am I the Jerk's next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Guess who today's Am I the Jerk came from?
Ooh, tell me.
Bella in Kenosha.
My milkshake.
Yeah, Bella in Kenosha wrote in and she said, no need for the witness protection program or the Kissmas protection program. No
need. Set it with a chest.
She said she wants me to read this and she signed her name. So here we go. She wants to know if she tells her neighbor to check their dog. But wait, let me explain. Hi, fam.
Please.
She said, hi, fam. It's Bella. No need for any protection program. I'm here for this. I live on a corner by a school. I have dogs. Sweet, smart, protective. Lots of people walk by. Most neighbors who walk dogs are cognizant of other dogs in the hood and try not to start drama. We have a good community here. Well, except for this one lady. She walks her little crazy fluff ball from her house to mine and back and forth, letting her jump on my fence and bark at my dogs. And she just stands there saying nothing until I come get my dogs for barking because it's 9 p.m. when kids are trying to sleep. It's almost like she enjoys it or something. But the actual problem is this. The other neighbors are annoyed my dog's barking, but I know they would not be barking if this woman just walked north instead of south. So there's no reason she couldn't. Actually, it would be easier for her.
Yes, she's doing an instigating dang near.
Yep, they say I should say something to her, but I don't know. So am I the jerk for addressing this with the inconsiderate woman on behalf of not only myself, but the neighbors who have approached me about it? FYI, I'd be respectful, but straightforward about it. Much love, Bella. You don't gotta be nice. Oh, wait, was that me being pretentious? Hold on. Hold on, never mind. Okay, so Bella wants to know if she's the jerk if she basically tells this woman, walk the other way. Don't walk near my house. Yeah.
Man, you can't do that, though, at the same time.
You can't
time,
do, like, tell people where they can walk?
Yeah, Bella, you know we got mad love for you, fam, but how are you going to walk out the house and be like, hey, stay off my sidewalk.
Right.
Don't walk in front of my house. You make my dogs go crazy. They're dogs. They bark.
Well,
I hate to say it, but why does your neighbor even care? Why did they approach you?
Well, think about as well what the other woman might say. She might say, well, I try, but your dogs are always outside. I don't know if that's true. I'm just using all the comebacks here.
Right. No, no. Look, we could trying to dialogue this out.
I waited, but you never bring your dogs in. You have them out till 9 o'clock at night, and then I had to walk by. You know, like, will she be combative or will she be understanding to Bella?
Who's been living there longer? I'd love to know that. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like you got to concede to whoever's got the seniority. Just because they're older doesn't mean they've been living there longer.
Now,
I don't know.
It's getting real in the hood now. It's getting really real.
I love how she said, we're pretty cordial in the hood except for this one crazy old lady.
She's like, what should I do about this problem? Okay.
Ugh.
So Bella wants to know, should she say something to the neighbor who's continuing to walk her dogs, causing now all the neighborhood dogs are barking when she's saying, just walk the other way. Why do you have to walk this way?
I don't think she's got to get involved. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the same time, she's doing a little too much. Bella, I don't think you need to say anything. I don't think your neighbor should have said anything to you. Mm. And your neighbor's going to walk wherever anyway. It's quite frankly public property. I hate to say it.
Yeah, it really is. You're not wrong about that. You're not wrong. Okay, so you think jerk if she says, don't walk in front of my house with your dogs.
I'm trying to be Midwest nice about it, but unfortunately.
You're so right. But so was, you know what? We'll take your calls and texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Our very own Bella in Kenosha wrote into the show. She's having a problem. One of our regulars wants to know if she should say something to the neighbor who keeps basically walking their fluffy little dog past her big dogs and making her dogs bark all the time, even at 9 o'clock
go
at night.
Crazy.
She said, can I just say go the other way? Why is she feels like she's being baited.
Yep.
No pun intended.
Yep, right. True. For real, though.
Like, this woman's going out of her way. She's not sure. Is this woman doing this on purpose? Should I say something to her? I don't know.
Right. Walking along, Granny.
Yeah, just minding my own business. Well, let's start with one of our most fun regulars. No offense to the others, but LaToya's on the phone in Milwaukee.
Girls.
LaToya, where have you been? I haven't seen you since I let your husband lift me in the air at the Susan G. Komen walk.
Morning, Toya.
Where is she? I got her pulled up. Where are you at? Oh, wait, wrong one. Hold on. I wrote down the wrong. Look at that. All right. There she is.
Toya, been cracking up.
Talking.
Now, where were we? So, LaToya, I haven't seen you since I saw your husband lift me in the air at the Susan G. Komen. Good morning. He's a firefighter.
Yes, good morning. That's just a crazy backstory. But I want to say congratulations to DZ because I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so I haven't talked since he had the baby. So, congratulations.
Oh, what? Hey, thank you, Toya. LaToya. Appreciate you.
The
appreciate
baby's like
you.
2 months old, and you are so overdue.
Gonna be three months old soon.
Look, I've been trying to call and like get Disney on ice tickets, so I wait. Like, I'm like, I'm not gonna do I Am the Jerk and then try to get tickets. Like, I'm giving everybody
Come
their tickets.
She said, I ain't gonna double dip. You feel me?
It's fine.
We appreciate you, though, Toya. Yeah, that's what's up.
Which way are we going on this? Bella wants to know if she's a jerk if she confronts the neighbor whose dog's always messing with her dogs.
I think that she is the jerk, and I'll tell you why.
Yes.
I just really feel like you have to live in life by being able to control what you can control, and she cannot control her neighbors. I mean, the neighbor really isn't doing anything wrong or, like, spiteful, in my opinion. So
just being annoying. Yeah.
She just doesn't like it, right.
And I have dogs, and when I let my dogs out to the point where it's, like, too early in the morning or too late at night, the first bark, I'm bringing them in because I don't want to bother my neighbors.
Yep. That's facts. That is facts. Yeah. I can't disagree with LaToya.
Yeah. So you're saying jerk, LaToya.
I'm saying jerk all the way.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You're on DZ's side.
Standing on
jerk.
It.
Hey, jerk. It's good to hear from you. Don't be a stranger, okay? If I see your husband before I see you, we've got a problem, okay?
Okay. Gotcha.
That part.
Bye, LaToya. LaToya. All right. Next up. Oh, here we go. We got Ava in Milwaukee. Good morning, Ava. How are you? Oh my goodness.
Why Ava.
Is this Callie?
I'm here.
This is Callie. You know what? Hold on, Callie. Ah. Going straight to hell. This has got to be Ava. Ava, good morning.
Good morning.
Ava.
Morning,
I have
Ava.
No business touching the phones today, as you can tell. I have screwed up every single phone call we've got on the air. I have lied about what line people are on, but I found you, Ava.
We out here.
I found
morning.
You. Ava's on 4, not 5. I just learned the hard way. Ava.
Got it.
Which way are we going for Am I the Jerk this morning? Because LaToya said
first,
jerk.
First, I want to say, why is everybody walking their dog at the exact same time? But
ain't
that's true, though.
She's not, though.
Not the jerk.
The dogs are in the yard, in the fenced-in yard, and the old lady or the lady's walking her dog when the other dogs are in the fenced-in yard.
Why are they all out at the same time?
Right.
Why are y'all doing it? Somebody's doing it on purpose. It might be. Ooh.
That was my comeback, okay, though. Ava. That was my comeback, though, was saying, well, what if Bella's just got her dogs outside all the time and the lady's like, hold on, when am I supposed to walk my dogs?
Right.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. That's why.
So that's why Ava's going no. Ava's going no, man. It's not the jerk. You got to say something.
Not the jerk, okay. But I feel like this, though. I don't understand why Bella can't talk to this lady. She's only a jerk if she comes at the lady the way that letter was written sounds attitude-y. Why can't? Because this is your neighbor, and you have to live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
And she's obviously going to be walking by. Can't you say, hey, I noticed that your dogs agitate my dog, and my dog might agitate your dog. Maybe we can come to a compromise. What is it?
That
why
part.
Does it have to be attitude-y? It doesn't.
How can we work it out?
It can be a community exchange. We can work this out.
That
we
way,
live
yes.
in a world where people don't talk to each other. They argue. Mm-hmm. Just say, hey, lady, let's work something out so I'm not agitating your dog.
Ava, you're
Ava,
right.
Ava, oh Ava, but Ava, Ava, is, Ava.
The irony is Ava's yelling at us. We can't get
passionate. Passionate, baby.
Like, why is everybody yelling at everybody? Why?
You're about everything.
That part.
To be an easy, breezy fix. And we do have to live in the same community. We've chose to. Why can't we be friendly neighbors and bake cookies?
Bake cookies. Well,
Ava, I love it.
I do, too. Ava's saying, just talk to them, be nice, and then go from there. Ava, thank
you. Most neighborhoods have a neighborhood association, which is a perfect opportunity to talk about it amongst other people, calm down, and then throw out those cookies or something. You know?
Throw out the cookies.
Yeah, throw out. Okay. But be neighborly. Mm-hmm. I like it, though. Appreciate you, Ava.
Bye, Ava.
Bye.
DZ, I can't get this one wrong.
There's no way you can.
Callie's in Oak Creek. Callie, good morning.
Good morning. I'm here. Third time's a charm.
Sure is.
We here, baby.
And Callie, we are split down the middle because LaToya said jerk. Ava said not the jerk. Is Bella a jerk if she says something to her neighbor about always walking their dogs and getting her dogs riled up?
Not the jerk.
Oh, why though? Why do you say?
Yep.
Well, I think it's not always what you say, but how you say it. Like Ava said, I'm a dog owner. I know the houses to avoid that my dog's going to start going crazy barking.
Yep.
But I think she would just, you know, approach her and just say it very nicely.
Yeah.
Love thy neighbor.
Awesome.
Yeah, that part. Not that part for sure. Okay, Callie, not the jerk.
All right. Thank you, Callie.
Not the jerk. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Yo.
So two not the jerks. I want to pull up the texts and see what's going on because Bella probably texted in, honestly.
Oh, she had to have, bro. Because what I'm now thinking is like, it really does matter on how you approach it. You can't really tell your neighbor. You have to more ask your neighbor. It has to be a team partnership thing. It can't be you saying, hey, neighbor, stop walking by me. It's, hey, like Ava was saying, like Callie was saying, I get that our dogs aren't getting along. What can we do to solve this? Have you noticed the same thing, right?
Listen to this text. This is a fair point. Somebody texted in and said, but the dog is jumping on her fence. Though I see your point about public property, the fence is her property, and she could address that issue. She will have to get over the public property walking. So they're saying, get over the walking down the street, but if the dogs are jumping on your fence and getting your dog riled up, dogs, then you can address that and go, please keep your dogs off of my fence.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense. I can't disagree. I can't argue that one. No pun intended.
And then somebody said, if the lady walks her dogs at the same time every night, keep your dogs inside at that time. I don't know enough details.
No, that's courteous, though. We're going to need an update from this one. And since she said it with a chest, Bella, tell us what you do.
Bella, we want to know more. We're going to have to get the update. But overall, it is not the jerk today. Congrats, Bella. You won. Get it, girl.
Do what you got to do.
So I have been dying to ask you what's going on over at your house because isn't your wife going back to work soon?
Yeah, dog. Like soon. Talk about like next week soon.
How is maternity leave already over? How?
I have no idea.
I feel like you just had Danny. You just had Danison.
And honestly, he's already going on 3 months. The day, actually, my wife goes back to school, he turns 3 months. So on his on his 3 months is when he starts going, you know, going somewhere instead of being at home, bro.
Which, he was born on November 13th, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So she's going back February 13th. Okay.
On her half birthday.
Oh, how exciting. Welcome back to all of the third graders you've missed.
Right. Right.
So Erin's a teacher. She'll go back. But then what are you guys going to do with the baby is my next question.
So what we're actually going to do is, bruh, something we've never done before, and I don't know how it's going to go, because what we're going to end up having to do is bringing him to daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to end up going to daycare with Sammy, right? And, yep. And this is just Sammy's first year, going on first full year now, going to daycare himself, right?
Who watched Sammy when you had Sammy then?
My little sister watched him from when my wife got off of maternity leave until he turned two, basically. And she was his primary caregiver.
And then you guys had another, and she went, you know what? I'm good. I'm out.
Okay, y'all are getting aggressive now.
Your sister said one and I'm good, two and I'm out.
One was helping, two, y'all are crazy.
Aww. But good. So you're sending, I know you want them to be bilingual like you, right? Because
yes,
you're Colombian.
Yeah, of course.
Spanish is really your first language. English is technically your second. People would be surprised by that don't know you.
Yeah, really though, for real.
So where is he going and are they going to learn Spanish, I guess, is my next question.
So our caregiver that we have now for Sammy, we've actually been really lucky, blessed, and fortunate. She speaks Spanish. It is her primary language as well. So she speaks the language to all of the kids.
Yeah.
The way she started the daycare is she started it by watching her own grandchildren. She's got a gang of grandkids, dog. And so instead of not getting paid for it, she opened up a daycare to get paid for it.
Smart.
Watched all the grandkids. And then from there, was just like, man, I actually really enjoy doing this. Aww. So she's kept doing it. She's done it for a number of years now. She's a great lady, man. If anybody out there knows Miss Juana, she's dope.
Awesome. So she's going to
taking care. Yep, she's going to take care of both. And that's you know, honestly a blessing in itself, because not always does it happen where you can get in the same spot for both kids. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to get split care, and that's tough.
DZ, I got a DM the other day from a girl I know in radio, and she said to me, I'm going to go do mornings, and I'm a single mom. How do you do this? And with daycare, I go, pah! Good luck. I go, getting childcare was a nightmare for years when they were trying to find someone to come to your house at 4 or 5 a.m. who's dependable, who you only need to work for a little while because you don't work 8 hours a day. Like we get off at noon, right?
It's part-time.
I mean, the amount, I had someone I shouldn't tell all these horror stories. Never mind. The point is, it was finding childcare with our schedule is tough, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and even when you're comfortable with the childcare you have, bro, you're still nervous because we love our childcare provider. Juana is dope. We trust her with our child daily.
Yeah.
But now it's another baby, and I'm like, okay. Ooh, okay. Are you good holding the baby and still taking care of all the other ones?
She's grandma. She's got this.
I know, but now, as a parent, I'm like, this is the first time we've ever actually had to take our child somewhere this little. We didn't have to do that with Sammy.
Right.
So even though it's our second child, it's our first experience with it like this, and we're like, oh my gosh, 3 months old. Is he young enough? But the reality is,
he's
people
all right.
send their babies as soon as 6 weeks old.
All
you know
the time,
what I mean?
They have to go back to work, and they send them to a daycare, and that's it. You
got
to do what you
got to
do.
Don't got that choice. Well, I'm just nervous.
Listen,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna cap. I'm just nervous.
I that's normal. That's normal parent stuff. And if you ever want to bring Danny, you know I'll hold him in my arms the whole show and be like,
oh, I know you will. Listen, don't tell me. I'll bring him in. I'll be his nanny I'll be the nanny for the first year on air. He'll be our third co-host.
I wasn't kidding when I said I will drive down the street like Brittany did with a baby in her lap to protect him at all costs if I need to.
You
say the word,
that part,
and I'm helping
fam,
you out.
Say less.
Well, good luck next week. We're going to have more updates, and tell Erin to enjoy her last week off.
Will do. I got you.
I know that's easier said than done when you have a new baby at home, but hey, good luck going back. Aww. Oh, we got all the drama last night, DZ, at the Grammys. Taylor Swift broke a record for something new. They announced the wrong winner, and we are convinced they were trying to clown someone when they did this. And who got arrested after they won a bunch of awards? Lots happened at the
Free
Grammys.
Free Mike!
We'll tell you next.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, 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 DZ. It was quite a night last night at the Grammys. And if you didn't see it, it's okay. That's why we're here. We're here to tell you everything, like the fact that Taylor Swift broke a record when she won Album of the Year. Listen to this.
First person to win Album of the Year 4 times, ladies and gentlemen.
4 times.
Historic.
I get to work with Lana Del Rey, who is hiding, but I think so many female artists would not be where they are and would not have the inspiration they have if it weren't for the work that she's done. She's a legacy artist, a legend in her prime right now. I would love to tell you that this is the best moment of my life, but I feel this happy when I finish a song. The award is the work. All I want to do is keep being able to do this. I love it.
All I want to do is have some fun.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
No, Taylor Swift, that was a big, big thing for her to win for four, you know, the fourth time, but not a surprise at all that Taylor was winning. You know who another big winner was for Record of the Year last night?
Who won? Who won?
Miley Cyrus.
Flowers, Miley Cyrus!
That song was hot.
It was hot. That was in January. That was in January that that one came out. Right. I don't know why I remember it, but I do remember it being at the beginning of the year, and then we played it all year long. You're welcome. You're welcome.
For real, though.
Taylor Swift did get a little bit of heat because they said she did not greet Celine Dion when Celine Dion handed her her Grammy. But then she came out later and said, I had a whole moment with Celine Dion backstage where I fangirled over her. Chill out. It was not the time. Because they were like, she didn't even recognize Celine Dion. Now she's like,
I did. You think Taylor Swift don't know who Celine Dion is?
Please. Other winners include, we talked about Album of the Year, which was Taylor Swift. Record of the Year was Miley Cyrus. Best New Artist went to Victoria Monet. And for Song of the Year, it was Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For, which you love that song, and it's too slow for me, DZ. It brings me down and makes me sad, and I just don't, but I get why it's a great song, okay?
I'm mad at you, but it was a huge song from a huge movie still and a is. Huge time. Still Listen, is. Right, like still, it resonates, man, with a lot of these youngins. I can't even cap.
What was I made for?
What was I made for?
One of the things you might have missed, if you didn't watch the Grammys at all, you wouldn't know this. They announced the wrong winner.
Oh, yeah.
They said Nicki Minaj won when she didn't win. I mean, I'm sorry, that had to have been planned because of all the crazy going on with Nicki right now. That had to be planned.
And the internet is speculating a lot of the same, bro, because they're going, really, y'all never make mistakes like this. But on the online and everywhere on publications, you guys announce Nicki as the winner. But on TV, that's not the case. And we know she actually didn't win. People are saying she snubbed. She got snubbed. They were fading on her because she didn't go.
She didn't show up. Ooh, she wasn't even there.
Not at all.
They announced Barbie World, Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice's best rap song. And that was not correct.
That was not it. That was not the winner.
Not it. It was actually Killer Mike who won. And by the way, what happened? The guy won 3 awards and got arrested? DZ, what was going on with Killer Mike? I'm like, well, there's so much happening.
For real though, and those who don't know who Killer Mike is, Killer Mike is a legend in the rap game. Mm-hmm. If you know who Outkast is, you've heard of Killer Mike. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've been in Dungeon Family, Dungeon Mafia, Dungeon, whatever you want to call it, if you're a part of any Atlanta music scene, Outkast,
Killer Mike. They hear Andre 3000, they hear Big Boy, and you have to throw in the Killer Mike.
And you got to throw in Killer Mike. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like Sleepy Brown, there's so many people, and if you are a fan, you know who I'm talking about.
Get arrested though. What happened? He won like 3 awards and then they arrested him. What?
Well, the Run the Jewels duo over here, you know what I'm saying? Killer Mike and what he does as far as like a rapper and activist, he had just won 3 awards. Something happened backstage with security to where an altercation ensued, and then it ends up with this man being detained. At first they were talking about how he wasn't really being arrested, but later we found out he did get detained. He was being pulled out in handcuffs. His team His team completely denied comments, said, no, we're not talking. We don't know what's going on. People from the Grammys came out and said, we're trying to get this sorted out, talking to his team. Nobody's really saying what actually happened yet.
Yeah,
but you know the deepest of the internet's going to let you know.
That's the thing. You go and you look and some people say detained. Some people say arrested. Well, this morning they're saying Killer Mike arrested. But his response was he's 3 Grammys good. So he's good.
That part, big dog.
He said, I'm good. Which one are you picking? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. This is hard. This is really hard. Buenos dias. This is really hard because I want to start by saying you have to pick one. This isn't a game where you get to pick multiple, and that's what makes this so hard. Okay? DZ, the great Lil Wayne.
Weezy F, baby.
Posted on social media sometime in the last week or so. If you have to drop all your social media but one, which one are you keeping? And I went, Lil Wayne, he's been smoking again, but we're having a deep convo. Let's go. Let's have a deep convo, everybody, about what we're keeping.
So, I'm here for it. What's up?
It got me thinking, and I started reading the comments, but I went, this is pointless because he posted this on every platform. So whichever platform you go to, that they're going to say that one. They're keeping that one.
Obviously, you know? Right.
If you read his question on Facebook, everyone says they're keeping Facebook. If you read it on
wherever
Instagram,
you saw it,
they're keeping it. So I started thinking, and I went, I don't know if I could pick one and be done. You have to get rid of all but one because I love me some TikTok and Instagram. Already having to pick between those two makes me hurt inside. I'd cry.
Yeah.
But Facebook is where I talk to, honestly, more people than any. That's where I have more interaction, I feel like, with our listeners. And those are my people. Like, I get more.
Really?
Yeah. So I get confused. So I'm like, well, is this for personal enjoyment? Well, then probably Instagram or TikTok. I mean, can you make a choice of what you're keeping?
Well, at first, I thought, because when we brought this up, I was like, oh, that's easy. No brainer. Like, y'all know me. I'm not a social media guy by any means. So I'm like, if I had to get rid of them all, bet. But then I really started thinking about it. And I went, well, naturally, I want to say Instagram, right? Oh, that's where I feel like I engage the most in.
TikTok. I thought that's where you spend most of your time.
But then I got to thinking, I went, yeah, but if I'm thinking of just entertainment value, I might not say Instagram. I might say TikTok because TikTok is where you could just go, see whatever videos, keep scrolling, not care, go on. But wait here, because then Twitter rolls into the picture and Twitter's where you get a plethora of information. Sometimes you get more news on Twitter, and I'm not saying it's always valid. You got to do your research and check
like
your sources.
But in general.
But Twitter just pops sometimes. Okay. So I enjoy Twitter for both the entertainment and the social aspect. I go, oh, man.
But hold on. Hold on. First of all, Twitter X, whatever the hell it is, I deleted that account and finally. I'm done with it. I haven't been on it. I just deleted it.
Also, I was already off the table.
I wasn't even on Twitter to begin with. And then I went, this is stupid. When it went to X, I go, I just don't even care anymore. And I deleted the whole thing, which I would rarely never do on any social. That being said, do you know what I have been using more of lately? And I'm going to have to start using more because Owen's now 12. Snapchat.
What?
That's all the kids want to use. So Snapchat, it's like if I want to get a hold of him, I'm going to be snapping him before I'm going to be texting him. But this is what every parent's like, my teenager. They won't text me back, but if I send him a snap, they'll send
But if
it
I
right
snap
back.
Him.
And I'm like,
hold on. Kids are still Snapchatting?
Apparently, I feel like it went away and came back. I was talking to somebody about this. Maybe it never left, but Snapchat is very, very big for... I mean, when I was in New York, I was talking to my niece, who's 16, and her boyfriend came over, and I said, how did you guys meet? She goes, at a carnival.
Snapchat.
She goes, he asked for my snap at a carnival. I'm like,
boy.
Oh.
I guess that is a safe way for a lot of people to start, you know, engaging and conversing. I don't know. At one point in time, I did think Snapchat was the greatest social platform ever.
Thought
it was genius.
Yeah.
Now I don't even have it on my phone. It offloaded itself because I stopped using it.
That's like
so at one point, I probably would have said, "Did you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have said Snapchat hands down. Now, not even close. Not even close. Dog. Okay.
Right. Listen, we're going to take calls and texts, but you have to pick one, DZ. I'm forcing you to make a decision.
I'll decide. If I'm going and relying off of straight personal interest and entertainment value, Twitter. I'm keeping Twitter and everything else can go.
Well, that was not
yep,
the
and I know that's kind of a crazy one, but
yeah, because
if I'm going as far as anything else, if I'm saying anything else, yeah, it doesn't feel like it's natural for me. Mm. Twitter is where I would stay. Yep, okay. Yep. All if right. I had to pick, yep.
We're taking your calls and your texts next. I can already see them coming in. 414-533-1037. Somebody already texted in and said, keep Facebook. Okay.
Huh. Wait, what you didn't say yet. What are you choosing?
Me?
See, yeah, you thought you was going to get away with that. Nah, you know fam.
You're right. Fair enough. Call me out on it because I do have an answer and I'll tell you next. But we're going to take calls. 414-533-1037. I'll tell you which one next. We're goofy. We're talking about the one social media you would keep if you were forced to get rid of all of them but one. Because the great Lil Wayne posted this on social media and it really got me thinking. I'm like, it's a great question. If I was forced to get rid of all but one, what am I keeping? I don't know. Let's start with Aaron and Racine. Hey, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. This is very tough. You've got to get rid of all but one. Which social media are you keeping? And I still haven't said which one I'm keeping. I'll tell you in a second.
It might not be that tough for some people. No lie.
What do you think, Aaron? Which one?
For me, it's Facebook, hands down. It's the only one that I personally use. Granted, Snap is on my phone because of my son.
Uh-huh.
And you're totally right. If I can't get a hold of them, I have to snap them because then they'll open it.
Dude, you know what? This gets me thinking because I post a lot on Instagram and I don't post it on Facebook. And you can double post. So
well,
now
it's
I'm like,
one
well,
and the same,
well, if
right?
Aaron's only on Facebook, she's missing
right.
out
What's
on
the difference?
So much. She's missing out on stuff is my point.
If you're she doesn't feel like that, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like repeated when I used to have Instagram for business reasons. Like, it wasn't as exciting for me. And I have every single picture I've ever taken for family and friends on Facebook, like where I go to look back on memories.
Memories are right. a good part of Facebook.
Exactly.
I will give you that. So,
and Instagram is basically pictures, memories, reels, stuff like that. Like, unless you're using it for a professional sense, you're just using it for personal reasons, mm-hmm. right? And she don't even need it for professional reasons.
Mm-mm.
I like it. She said hands down, Facebook.
Wow. Aaron said Facebook. Okay, Aaron, noted. Written down. We got you.
All right, I'll
don't
be coming
add her on nothing
day
else.
Four.
Oh yeah, she's on day three
oh, yeah,
right now.
Day four, baby. Let's go.
Almost has a theme song. Bye, Aaron.
Bye.
Speaking of theme songs, this one definitely has a theme song. Good morning to Julie in Oak Creek.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking morning. About if you had to get rid of all social media except for one, which one are you keeping? I want to know. Julie, where are you going? Pick one.
Insta Snapbook.
Nope. Denied. Pick. You can't pick all three. She said Insta Snapbook.
You ain't gonna fool us. No.
Nope, nope, nope. Julie, you gotta pick one. You're forced. You're deleting all the others. One's
you're
left.
On the spot.
Go.
Probably Facebook because I can keep Facebook Messenger with that, and that's sometimes the only way I can reach my kids or my sister.
Facebook Messenger.
Ah,
that's
that
fair.
Sense.
That's fair.
It's for contact, mm-hmm. but use it as an alternative mm-hmm. means.
Absolutely. Okay.
Right.
So she says Facebook. Two Facebooks in a row. I feel like I would
That's
clip Facebook so quick. I feel like Facebook would be gone. That would be
yeah.
the first one I'd get rid of.
I don't do
I
Facebook.
Barely.
Honestly,
you're
that
on
is
there.
The first one that would go for me.
You're on there. You don't. You yeah, but no interest. Yeah. All right.
None whatsoever.
Thanks, Julie. We'll talk to you later. We'll see you on Facebook. Bye.
Bye.
I still didn't say what I'm picking, DZ, and I know
you have it, man, and I'm going to keep calling you out.
You should, because I'm torn between Instagram and TikTok, because I probably open Instagram a million times a day and don't spend much time on it. It's more of like open, close, and I catch myself doing that. Whereas if I open TikTok, I'm in for like hours. Like, we know that I'm going to start watching TikToks. Like you said, you get into this mindless thing with TikToks.
True.
And then the next thing you know, it's 2 hours later and you feel fulfilled. And you're like, oh, this is great. So happy right now.
The rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. All right, last but not least.
You know what? If I had to choose.
Yeah.
If I had to choose for you, I would honestly say I think you'd go TikTok over Instagram.
I would. I 100% would. I'm much more productive on TikTok. I just have fun on Instagram. There's a difference, absolutely. Last but not least, you know who it is. Amanda and Racine.
Amanda!
Coming in hot.
I'm here.
If you say Facebook too, I'm leaving this show and coming back with a 20-year-old who gives me a different answer.
Okay, mine's a twist.
What are you keeping, Amanda?
Okay. Yeah.
What are you keeping?
Mine's a twist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say Facebook, but honestly, I want MySpace to come back. I really like MySpace. I wish people would have stayed on MySpace. I would never even gone to Facebook.
I just want my MySpace pictures back. I can't get them anywhere. Everybody's like, it's on the internet forever.
I can't get into my account either. I want my account back. I don't know my password.
It's fine. So what are you keeping then?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd keep Facebook. But I'm just saying, if MySpace was still good, I would have kept
it.
I would never even switch to Facebook.
Amanda, this is what somebody texted in. I knew this was going to happen. Facebook is only for old people now. We still use Snapchat. I knew that was coming. Somebody said TikTok, they have Messenger. Yes, Amanda, as you get older and your kids get older, you'll realize Facebook is deemed the old people. I'm sorry. I have to say, even as an old person, it's deemed the old person app. Fair enough, TZ.
I didn't realize I was old.
No, you're not, but it's deemed the old person. If you're lining them up, Facebook falls in that realm.
But Facebook has everything.
According to the quarter.
You got the reels. You got everything. You got the messages.
I'm not saying
you got
the photo. But according to the quote-unquote kids, hear me out, that anybody born in the 19th century, the 1900s, we're ancient now. We're old. I hate to say it, Amanda.
This is very shocking to hear. Very shocking.
Stop it. Wait. Okay, it's one thing if you... I get you not wanting me to tell you to get rid of it. I'm surprised you're surprised that I'm giving you that feedback that as far as age, demographics, Amanda's like, stop it. I had no idea. And as everyone's texting
I'm clutching my pearls.
Look at all our texts. Facebook. Okay, fine. I take it all back. Fine. Somebody said, a 25-year-old texted in, said, TikTok or Snap, Facebook is dead. I told you that's what young people were going to say. I told you.
Point proven, baby.
Point proven. And then somebody said, if you know what MySpace is, you're old. Never heard of it. Just saying.
Oh.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.